Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JRS Midday News for Monday, February 19. Coming up, Jamaica's economy projected to grow by 2%, government to spend $30 million to renovate infant schools, and Transport Ministry outlines plans for the new fiscal year. The news in detail after the break.
Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-284-122 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child.
Now the news. The government is projecting 2.5% economic growth for Jamaica over the 2018-19 fiscal year. This according to a fiscal policy paper tabled in the House of Representatives recently by Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw. Continued strengthening of most industries, particularly agriculture, fishery and forestry, mining and quarrying, hotels and restaurants, and electricity and water supply is expected to drive this growth. Agriculture, fishing and forestry, which was severely impacted by adverse weather, is expected to rebound by 7% and also benefit from stronger linkages with the hotel and restaurants sector, which is expected to grow by 4%. Mining and quarrying is projected to grow 25% and the electricity and water sector is projected to grow by 2.5%. Additionally, increased demand associated with projected higher levels of employment and investments, strengthening of competitiveness in some industries, improvements in the business environment, and the rollout of major strategic investment projects are also expected to bolster Jamaica's economic performance. The Transport and Mining Ministry will seek to re-establish the rail service and increase earnings from the minerals sector during the upcoming fiscal year. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen recently outlined that work on the phased resumption of the rail service will be intensified this year, and growth in the bauxite and alumina sector is expected to continue.
The bauxite and alumina sector has started to see steady growth and will continue as the major players enhance expansion or modernization activities. The finalization of the National Mineral Policy and Action Plan will also take place this year.
The Governor General was delivering the throne speech at the opening of Parliament last week. The government will spend approximately $30 million to renovate infant schools and create infant departments in primary schools during the 2018-19 fiscal year. Details of the projects to be spearheaded by the National Education Trust, NET, are outlined in the 2018-19 estimates of expenditure tabled in the House of Representatives recently. Director of Donor and Partnership Management at NET, Latoya Harris, says her organization is ready to serve the communities that will benefit from these projects. She notes that with the increase of government-based infant schools islandwide, more youngsters, especially in rural areas, are being reached, and more institutions have been put on the path to meet the Early Childhood Commission's standards. The National Education Trust will also spearhead the implementation of the Sanitary Block Project, the Education Transformation Program, the Solar Systems Project in schools, and the establishment of diagnostic centers in colleges islandwide during the 2018-19 fiscal year. And Acting Commander of the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Branch, Senior Superintendent of Police, SSP Anthony McLaughlin, says the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, will be bolstering efforts in the fight against human trafficking. Since the inception of the JCF's Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit in 2005, over 76 victims have been rescued, 19 persons have been arrested and charged for violations, millions of dollars in fines have been imposed, and 4 convictions have been secured.
As an organization, the JCF commits to its partners and stakeholders to be the leader in the war against human trafficking in this region. The Jamaica Constabulary Force further commits that it will endeavor to pursue human traffickers wherever they reside.
SSP McLaughlin was speaking at the opening ceremony for a 3-day prosecutor's human trafficking training seminar at Royalton White Sands Resort in Trelawney recently. He adds that with increased vigilance by the police and greater partnerships with local and international stakeholders, further successes will be achieved. That was JRS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.